Welcome back to Mbaga Media, Tech Talk. Today, we're diving into a fascinating piece of tech history, how BlackBerry Messenger, or BBM, fundamentally changed texting as we know it. It's wild to think about the early 2000s, right? Communication was so different then.
Absolutely. It feels like a different planet. Back then, sending a text message wasn't just a casual thing, it was a calculated decision. Each one cost about 10 cents. Can you imagine that now?
10 cents per message. For teenagers or parents trying to keep up, those dimes added up incredibly fast. Texting was a luxury, reserved for the truly essential updates, not the everyday chatter we're used to.
Exactly. Every message was a transaction, shaping how we communicated. We learned to be incredibly brief, to say only what was necessary to avoid that mounting bill. It was a far cry from the free-for-all we have today.
And the wireless carriers? They were absolutely raking it in. SMS was a massive profit center for them, a goldmine they had a strong incentive to protect. Data was still nascent, and 3G was just starting to offer a glimpse of faster speeds.
So, they were perfectly happy with the status quo, clinging to those lucrative SMS profits. But then, a company already at the top, synonymous with productivity and constant connectivity, decided to shake things up. BlackBerry.
BlackBerry, the name that conjures up those satisfying physical keyboards and absolute dominance in the business world. They transformed how professionals stayed connected on the go. And from that position of strength, they introduced something revolutionary.
Their enterprise market dominance was unparalleled. Those devices weren't just phones, they were productivity powerhouses. The QWERTY keyboard was a marvel, making typing on a mobile device efficient and even enjoyable.
That tactile experience, combined with always-on email and push notifications, created the CrackBerry phenomenon. Users were addicted to that constant stream of information, the ability to reply instantly, to be connected anywhere. It was unprecedented mobile immersion.
And it was within this hyper-connected ecosystem that BBM was born. Initially, it was about more efficient communication between BlackBerry users, especially in corporate settings. Secure, business-critical messaging for coordination and collaboration.
But BlackBerry's leadership saw the potential went far beyond the boardroom. They realized this technology could be more than just a corporate tool, it could fundamentally change personal communication. And that's where the real revolution began.
The core innovation of BBM was elegantly simple yet incredibly disruptive. Instead of using the carrier's SMS infrastructure, BBM messages traveled directly between BlackBerry devices over BlackBerry's own dedicated data network.
This was the absolute game changer. Messages were no longer subject to carrier costs or limitations. BBM traffic was bundled into the BlackBerry data plans users were already paying for, completely bypassing the traditional SMS system.
And for users, this meant instant delivery, real-time indicators for delivered and read messages, and the ability to set status updates. It was all tied together by the unique BlackBerry PIN, replacing phone numbers for messaging.
For the first time, many users experienced that wow factor of truly free, instant messaging. It felt futuristic, liberating, and, dare I say, addictive. Those little check marks turning color, signifying a message had been read, that feedback was incredible.
It wasn't just more convenient, it fundamentally challenged the established business model of mobile communication. By creating this closed-loop system of free, instant messaging within the BlackBerry ecosystem, they were directly undermining those lucrative SMS revenue streams.
Let's unpack what cutting out the carriers really meant. BBM messages bypassed standard SMS gateways, using the BlackBerry data network. If you had a BlackBerry and a data plan, you could message any other BlackBerry user, regardless of their carrier.
That was a massive strategic advantage for BlackBerry. They controlled the entire communication stack, device, OS, and messaging service. This end-to-end control allowed for a superior, more cost-effective experience for the end user.
From the carrier's perspective, BBM was a clear and present danger. Every BBM message was a lost SMS revenue opportunity. it threatened their profit margins and their control over messaging services.
BlackBerry, meanwhile, was building a powerful incentive to join their ecosystem. The promise of free, instant messaging was a compelling reason to choose BlackBerry over competitors. Unlimited, instant messaging without per-message charges.
Think about the substantial revenue carriers generated from SMS back then. BBM offered a genuine escape from that. And the exclusivity factor was key. BBM was only on BlackBerry devices, creating a powerful network effect.
The more people you knew with a BlackBerry, the more compelling it was for you to get one to join the BBM fun. It was a brilliant strategy that locked users into the BlackBerry world, fostering loyalty and driving device sales.
While BBM was a game changer for BlackBerry users, its impact would soon ripple outwards, influencing the future of all mobile messaging. BBM's success profoundly shifted user expectations for mobile communication.
Suddenly, people expected instantaneity. They wanted to know if messages were delivered and read. They desired richer forms of communication, even basic emojis or file sharing. And crucially, they started expecting messaging to be free or bundled.
The read receipts and presence indicators pioneered by BBM became features users quickly loved and came to expect. It set a new standard for interactive messaging that SMS simply couldn't match.
As the mobile landscape evolved with the iPhone and app stores, a new paradigm emerged. The platform was no longer dominated by a few hardware manufacturers. The rise of smartphones and apps opened floodgates for innovation.
While BBM was a closed system, its success highlighted a massive market demand for better, cheaper messaging. This created a vacuum, and other companies were eager to fill it. Early cross-platform attempts emerged but faced adoption challenges.
Then came the WhatsApp moment. WhatsApp learned valuable lessons from BBM's playbook, understanding the power of internet data for messaging and the desire for free, unlimited communication.
But WhatsApp's crucial innovation was making their service cross-platform available on iOS, Android, and more. This broke down the ecosystem barriers that were central to BBM's initial success, connecting virtually anyone with a smartphone.
The legacy of BBM is still felt today. Apple's iMessage, for example, is a direct descendant, offering a similar integrated, feature-rich experience within Apple's ecosystem.
And even the evolution of SMS itself, with rich communication services or RCS, is a testament to the demand for richer, more affordable messaging that BBM helped create. RCS aims to modernize SMS with features like read receipts and typing indicators.
It's a clear acknowledgement that the old way of per-message charges was no longer sustainable. So, what core freedoms did BBM ultimately grant us? Freedom from the anxiety of the per-message fee, for sure.
It liberated us to communicate more spontaneously, more abundantly, and more expressively. It normalized the idea of instant, always-on communication as a fundamental aspect of mobile life.
Though BBM itself is largely a relic now, its revolutionary act continues to shape how we connect. It's a powerful reminder of the value of what we now take for granted. Let's circle back to the cost, though.
Right. Let's do a quick hypothetical calculation. If a user sent 100 messages a month at 10 cents each, that's $10 a month, or $120 a year saved with BBM. For someone sending 500 texts, that's $600 a year.
Can you imagine your phone bill if you were still paying that much for texts? It really puts things into perspective. Today, we send hundreds, even thousands, without a second thought about per-message cost.
This shift in user behavior and expectation inevitably forced a business model evolution. Carriers, seeing the writing on the wall, began offering unlimited texting plans, often bundled into most mobile packages.
That was a direct response to the demand cultivated by BBM and its successors. The era of paying per text was over, replaced by unlimited plans and the rise of data-centric messaging apps.
There's a certain irony that we don't really use BBM anymore. Its reign was powerful but finite. Yet, its impact is undeniable. It wasn't just an app, it was a catalyst for change.
It taught the tech industry crucial lessons. Disruption comes from unexpected places, user experience and cost-effectiveness drive adoption, and true innovation can dismantle even the most lucrative revenue streams.
The few dimes we saved, or rather the freedom and spontaneity we gained, came at the cost of a significant paradigm shift in the mobile industry. That shift was initiated by a device that once defined mobile communication.
BlackBerry Messenger set texting free, and in doing so, laid the groundwork for the ubiquitous, free messaging landscape we experience today. It's a legacy easy to forget, but one that profoundly shaped how we connect.
It's fascinating to consider how deeply ingrained those early cost-conscious habits became. For many, mastering that digital shorthand LOL, BRB, TTYL was functional necessity born out of economic constraint.
And this economic reality had a ripple effect on relationships. For teenagers, it meant a more deliberate approach to staying in touch. A quick hey might be followed by a calculation, is this worth 10 cents?
Parents might have felt a low-level anxiety about their child's phone usage, every notification a potential charge. This wasn't the free-for-all of constant digital chatter, communication had a certain weight because of that cost.
Contrast that with today. We send messages without a second thought about per-message cost. The few dimes we saved represent not just monetary savings but an explosion in the sheer quantity and frequency of human connection.
BlackBerry's strategic brilliance lay in its vertical integration. They controlled hardware, OS, and network infrastructure, creating a closed-loop system where BBM messages bypassed carrier toll roads.
The PIN system was another stroke of genius, abstracting the messaging experience from carrier infrastructure. You'd swap PINs like business cards, unlocking a new level of communication within the BlackBerry ecosystem.
Think about the features BBM introduced, the D4 delivered, the R4 read. Those indicators were revolutionary, providing instant feedback and eliminating the anxiety of the black hole text. It fostered real-time conversation.
The impact on carriers was seismic. SMS was a high-margin product, and BBM directly threatened that profitability. Carriers lost significant control and profit from messaging services.
This is where the narrative of freedom really takes hold. BBM offered freedom from cost, from limitations, and the freedom to communicate more liberally. It was the first taste of unlimited mobile communication for many.
Once users experienced that freedom, it was incredibly difficult to go back. The rise of smartphones and app stores accelerated this shift, opening the door for a wave of messaging apps that built upon BBM's lessons.
WhatsApp, available on virtually every smartphone platform, shattered the ecosystem barriers. It was no longer about being part of a specific device club, it was about connecting with anyone, anywhere.
BlackBerry, by creating a closed ecosystem, built a powerful moat, but this exclusivity became its Achilles heel as the market opened up. When other platforms offered similar benefits with wider reach, the appeal of a closed system waned.
The carriers eventually had to adapt, seeing the relentless pressure from free, data-based messaging. Unlimited texting plans became the norm, a direct concession to the market forces BBM had helped unleash.
BBM fostered a sense of immediacy. Even if you weren't online, notifications were prompt, and messages were readily available. This always-on nature normalized the expectation of near-instantaneous communication.
Consider the economic calculation for carriers. Millions of subscribers, each sending texts at 10 cents a pop. This was a massive, reliable income stream. BBM offered a way for users to opt out of this lucrative system.
The need for RCS, rich communication services, was created by the superior experience offered by apps like BBM, WhatsApp, and iMessage. Carriers recognized their native messaging was becoming obsolete.
BBM broke the constraints of cost and limitations, allowing for spontaneous conversations and more liberal communication. This wasn't just technological, it was a social advancement, changing relationship dynamics.
The volume of communication enabled is staggering. If we were still paying per text, the casual thinking of you messages, the quick updates, wouldn't be sent. It's a freedom hard to quantify in dollars.
The story of BBM is a powerful case study in disruption. BlackBerry was a market leader, but by focusing on a closed ecosystem, they inadvertently paved the way for their decline as the market shifted.
The network effect was a double-edged sword. While it drove initial adoption, the strength of that closed network became a weakness when competitors offered similar benefits with wider reach.
The broader evolution of mobile data infrastructure truly enabled the explosion of messaging apps. Carriers eventually saw unlimited data as the future, allowing apps like WhatsApp and Telegram to flourish.
The CrackBerry phenomenon, that intense addiction to constant connectivity, was a precursor to today's ubiquitous smartphone usage. BBM was key to making that constant connection seamless and cost-effective.
While BBM may be largely gone, its legacy is etched into modern communication. It wasn't just an app, it was a revolution that made communication accessible to everyone.
The next time you send a message, a meme, or an emoji, remember those early days, those few dimes, and the quiet revolution BlackBerry Messenger unleashed. It profoundly shaped how we connect,